Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Free original content from WMAL.com. This is the Washington Mornings on the Mall podcast. Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. 707 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up later this morning at 8:05, we'll speak with Matt Jessup of Fatties, Tattoos, and Piercings. That's right. The D.C. government coming down with huge regulations on the tattoo industry, and Matt Jessup not so happy about it. We'll find out what his perspective is. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow will give us a preview of tomorrow night's Republican debate, which you will hear live here on WMAL.
That's right.
I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
The Des Moines Register is a terrible paper as far as I'm concerned. No, it really is.
What about the Quinnipiac?
Very liberal paper, by the way.
That was the Donald who was had some tough things to say about the Des Moines Register. Why? Well, the Des Moines Register came out with a poll that showed that Ben Carson was doing much better than he was in the state of Iowa. And since then, there have been a number of polls that have backed that up. A good day for us to have Tom Bevin from Real Clear Politics on the line to talk about what's going on in Iowa and generally what's going on in 2016. Good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So I'm looking at this whole list of polls here. Now, you know, we're at Real Clear Politics. You guys average out the polls. But I'm looking at the polls regarding Iowa. And there are two polls that just came out that show that Carson leads Trump in Iowa by 12 to 14 points. Previous polls had it at 8 to 9. There is one poll out of a whole bunch. It's from CBS, which it has it at a dead-even tie. Quite an interesting development here. The vast majority of polls showing that Ben Carson's the guy that's got the juice in Iowa right now.
Yeah, it's interesting. If you look at our Real Clear Politics average in Iowa, for the last 3 months or so, Trump and Carson have been sort of tracking in tandem, rising and falling in tandem until last week. And there was a real shift in this race in Iowa where, you know, Trump sort of continued to decline a little bit. And Ben Carson, his support sort of rocketed and he got these big leads. And look, this is part of the problem with Donald Trump is he spends so much time and puts so much emphasis on how great he's doing in all the polls and this and that. And then as you just played the clip, you know, he gets one bad poll comes out and he goes out of his way to badmouth the organization that conducts the poll, which, by the way, anybody who knows who conducts the Des Moines Register poll, Ann Selzer, knows that she's like one of the best ever. It's her poll is sort of the gold standard in Iowa. So, but now we have multiple polls showing him behind. So I think the race has shifted significantly in Iowa, although Trump is leading in the other early states. But it's a problem for him because he spends so much time and puts so much emphasis on where he stands in the polls.
And listen, it's been said before, Donald Trump is running a campaign unlike any that we've ever seen. And I wonder if that's also translating into his ground game in Iowa. I get these missives from the various campaigns, and Ben Carson seems to be in Iowa almost every day. Donald Trump, not so much. The retail politics of Iowa, is that what we're starting to see here in the Carson surge?
Yeah, Larry. I mean, look, Ben Carson is much more of a fit for Iowa, the state. And if you look back, you know, he's got this strong evangelical support. I mean, he's just much more of a natural fit. We haven't seen a character like Donald Trump, sort of the brash East Coaster, go into Iowa and perform well. Giuliani couldn't do it. Chris Christie's not been able to do it. But we have seen Iowa really sort of flock and provide support to strong evangelicals, you know, all the way back to Pat Robertson and Mike Huckabee and Rick Santorum. So in many ways, this is sort of the tradition of Iowa asserting itself ahead of the first vote, I think, more than anything else. But again, you know, this is only one contest out of many,
right?
And, you know, we'll see how that ends up affecting this race.
Yeah, but this is sort of the weird thing about Iowa. We put so much stock in what happens in Iowa, but actually, if it is the evangelicals there that are sort of driving these poll numbers, history has taught us that they traditionally don't emerge from Iowa and do the same kind of campaign in other states. Like, if you look right now, I mean, New Hampshire and South Carolina, Trump is doing very, very well, and Ben Carson not so much.
Well, yes, of course. The derogatory phrase that New Hampshire folks use is "Iowa picks corn and New Hampshire picks president."
Yeah.
and look, there's a certain degree of truth to that, but I mean, and this is why you go back to, like, okay, well, so Carson wins Iowa. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, and Trump wins, New Hampshire. You still have a vast number of states that come into play in March, and then right after March, which become the winner-take-all states in the South and other places. And that's where you still have, even though Jeb Bush is sort of flailing around and not doing well, he does have money, he does have organization, and those are assets that will begin to assert themselves at some point in this race. Whether Trump can build that sort of infrastructure to propel him from a victory perhaps in New Hampshire forward, that's one of the great mysteries that remains to be seen. You also have to look at a guy like Marco Rubio and what he's been doing, and he's sort of slowly but steadily rising in a lot of these early states and nationally as well. So I would keep your eye on Rubio.
To be fair to the Carson campaign, he is pulling a strong second in New Hampshire still, and certainly if you're in second in New Hampshire and you get a win in Iowa, that certainly bolsters a lot of your chances in the next state. And he's also in second place in South Carolina. But you mentioned Rubio. Let's look down the ticket a little bit further. Not down the ticket, down the list of candidates here. You're right. Rubio holding steady at 10%, and Cruz also holding steady around 10% in most of the Iowa polls. But what has happened to Carly Fiorina, who had that big surge a month ago after the debate, and now she's back down to where she was?
Yeah, I mean, I think she's got to do it again. We've got a debate coming up on Wednesday. You mentioned Larry Kudlow is going to preview that for your listeners. I think she's back in sort of the same position. I mean, she's had two strong debate performances. The first one got her onto the main stage for the second debate. She parlayed that into a surge of the polls, but really after a couple of weeks, sort of dropped off the map a little bit, and you saw her support fall rather dramatically. I'm not sure whether that means people gave her a look and decided she wasn't what they were looking for, and that's it, or whether it's just simply a matter of coverage, that she got coverage for a little bit and then she didn't get coverage and sort of faded back into the pack. So we'll have to see. I think she's, among all the candidates, she's the one who's most reliant on these debate performances if she's going to have any shot at sort of getting back in the conversation in this race. So once again, I think the pressure's going to be on. And look, it's a debate about the economy, and you know, that's theoretically one of her strong suits. She's asserted her background as an executive, and so you'd have to think that she'll perform pretty well.
All right, so on the Democratic side of the equation, Joe Biden has not gotten into the race, and it seems like this was a very good thing for Hillary. She came off what many people believe was a very adequate, more than adequate performance before the Benghazi committee. Her numbers seem to be solidifying. Do you see anything that could derail the Hillary Clinton nomination at this point?
Well, there is that one little thing, the FBI investigation.
There is that, of course, right.
Which, yeah. You know, I mean, look, there are still a couple landmines out there for her, but I agree. I mean, I think the analysis, it's now the conventional wisdom, and that doesn't, you know, conventional wisdom is you know, not always wrong, and in many cases it's often right, which is that she had a great week last week. I mean, she had a great debate performance the week before that. Joe Biden gets out right in advance of this hearing. She goes on for 11 and a half hours and acquits herself well enough, I think, at least among those who sort of observed it, and put herself in a much stronger position, assuaged sort of these doubts that were floating around out there among Democrats as to whether, you know, as to whether Biden was an option and as to whether, you know, she could handle this, weather this email storm. I think she's done that. Now, how does this affect her performance in the general election and particularly among independents, since, you know, Democrats like her and Republicans hate her, so that independent group is really, really important to Hillary Clinton? I don't think we know the answer to that yet, but as far as the primary is concerned, I think she really solidified her grip.
All right, we're going to leave it right there. Tom Bevin with Real Clear Politics. It is always a pleasure to have you.
All right, guys. Thanks very much.
By the way, very important to note on this latest Iowa round of polling that Brian and I are currently tied with George Pataki and Lindsey Graham.
That's right. We're right there.
At 0%.
We're in it. It's now 7:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Christy O'Brien in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the Beltway, outer loop approaching 95 in Maryland, we've got an accident blocking the two center lanes. Outer loop near Colesville Road, there's an accident clearing on the shoulder. Problems continue on the inner loop before Wisconsin Avenue. Accident blocks the two left lanes. Heavy traffic from the 270 spur. And on the inner loop at Braddock Road, an accident blocks the shoulder. In Springfield, Franconia Road West, an accident at 789 has the two right lanes blocked. 95 northbound after 644, there's an accident in the left lane. Watch for the fire department on the scene. 66 eastbound, usual delays between Gainesville and Centerville. Metro Rail, Blue Orange Silver Lines, delays in both directions due to speed restrictions at Stadium Armory. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for a lot of rain between now and oh about Thursday morning. Listen, showers this evening, a low of about 54. The showers start this afternoon. Today's high will be around 60. On Wednesday, more rain all day, all night. And then on Thursday, it breaks. Temperatures in the low 70s, Friday in the low 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees, 717 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Time for Critter News here on WMAL, and we've got some interesting stories. And let's just get the cat thing out of the way, because, you know, Heather Hunter, our crack producer, best producer, really, in radio, but she's got this thing about cat stories.
Maybe they go hand in hand.
Maybe.
Maybe what makes her so good is her cat thing.
Could be. Up in Germantown, where I live, you know, they've got a company up there called Intrexon, and they've got their hand in everything from, you know, cancer drugs and stuff like that to biological pest control. Now they're in the world of cloning. And apparently they say that they can clone kittens. They, you know, they actually seem to be looking to see if whether or not there's a market. If you have a cat that you really, 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 really like, and you, and that cat's getting old, you could clone that cat. So when they, when it dies, it just continues.
Didn't we just do a story last week about how the country of Australia is euthanizing like a million cats because they've got too many?
Yeah.
So why don't they just take all those cats from Australia, stick them on a, you know, just fill up a couple of Qantas jumbo jets there, you know. Boy, what a flight that would be.
Yeah.
And fly them over to Frederick. And so instead of cloning cats, because they all look alike anyway, you can just get one of the Australian cats. Who, by the way, when they go to the bathroom in the litter box, it swirls the opposite direction.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because they're Australian
cats. I did not
cats.
Know that. Yeah. Well, in the litter box, ooh, let's not even talk about that. Okay, so there's that. And, you know, new industry in Germantown.
Cloning cats.
That's right. Okay, I want to tell you now the sad story of Juanita the Duck. And it was a California town. It's not far from San Francisco. The people living at the Bello Gardens Assisted Living Center, these are elderly people, they found an orphaned duck, and they took it in and named it Juanita. They doted, and they love there, the old people that just love Juanita. She became sort of the celebrity, and everybody thought Juanita was about it. They built a little pond at the home there for Juanita, and they continued to care for her, a little waterfall so that she could, you know, let the water run off her back, as it will on a duck's back. And so anyway, you got Juanita, and they love her, and she gets out one day, and they lose her.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody down the street picked her up and took her to a wildlife place and said, look, we found this duck. And they said, yeah, okay, well, that's, and then we learned, the folks at the old home learned where Juanita was. And they want her back, of course, because they love Juanita the duck. But the wildlife people are saying, no, this is a duck that should live in the wild, not in a senior assisted living center.
Hmm.
And the fight is on over Juanita the duck there.
I see.
What do you think? Should Juanita go back to the seniors?
Well,
or should she be set free into the wild?
All they need to show is their receipt for purchasing the duck.
No, they found the duck. They, it's an
what do you mean
duck.
They found the
duck?
An orphan duck. The duck lives where a duck wants. Okay, so clearly the duck doesn't want to live there. Because
it was just a chick when they found it.
Okay, but you just said the duck got away. Right?
Yeah.
Which suggests that the duck did not want to be there anymore.
Well, I know that the duck just got a little rambunctious one day and left the lovely pond and waterfall.
Have you spent a lot of time around waterfowl?
No, I don't.
They're horrible creatures. Ducks, geese, all of them. They're loud, they smell, they're disgusting. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a big fan of animals in general, as you know.
Yeah, I know.
Certainly
that.
Not in the house.
Listen.
And I think that they don't have a claim to Juanita.
Juanita,
just because you name an animal doesn't mean that
Juanita
it's yours.
Should go back with the old people.
I think Juanita should go the way of Cecil the Lion.
They love Juanita, and they want her back.
I only like duck when it's served with a really nice orange glaze. You got to render the fat nice on the breast there, and then it's, oh, man,
well,
it's
now,
so good.
Now you do have a point.
Yeah.
A dog named Trigger. There's a dog named Trigger, and apparently this dog named Trigger shot his owner in the foot.
Well, this is kind of what you're going to get.
Well, you name
a
dog
Trigger.
Name a dog Trigger, then you know you're just asking for trouble.
Yeah.
Woman in the U.S. state of Indiana, they say, has been shot by her dog in a bizarre hunting accident. Then the woman's name is Allie Carter. She's 25 years old. She's out hunting waterfowl. She's looking for Juanita. And she's out there, and she put down her 12-gauge shotgun. And you see this coming, don't you?
Yeah.
Her chocolate lab stepped on it and shot her in the foot.
According to Jonathan Boyd, Indiana conservation officer, Ms. Carter had not completed a hunter education course. Apparently Trigger had, though. Trigger had enough. I told you, no kibbles and bits.
That's right.
I want Alpo, damn it.
That's right. And that brings us to
get a shotgun
on Critter News. It's now 7:22.
Is your family growing? Innova is growing, too, with the new Innova Women's Hospital set to open in January 2016. More exceptional care, more exceptional comfort. Learn more at innova.org/mom.
Did you know the average agent chooses to charge you 6% commission just to sell your home? Why choose an average agent when you can choose the number one hybrid agent in the D.C. market? Hi, I'm Brian Wilson. Our hybrid model charges a flat fee of $500 up front and 0.5% commission at closing, saving our clients thousands. So don't go with average, go with the best. Check us out at Wilson Realty Group. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Built for business. When you run a small business, your day doesn't end at 5. It ends when the job is done. Manage inventory, process orders, pay bills, check your website. Every day, the to-do list gets longer and longer. Comcast Business understands that. That's why they offer the no-glitch switch. It's the quick, easy way to improve your business's internet. Installation takes about an hour, and if they're not on time, you get a $20 credit. They offer appointments at night or on weekends, so it won't interfere with your business. And if you're not 100% satisfied, you have 30 days to get your money back. You don't have to put up with slow downloads or emails that won't send. Just remember the no-glitch switch from Comcast Business. And cross Switch to Better Internet off your to-do list. Make the no-glitch switch. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. 1 hour install applies to standard installation of one outlet. Money back guarantee does not apply to Ethernet or hospitality services.
Far, far away. A place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected delivers unwanted mishaps to small businesses. But fear not. When the unexpected strikes, the Hartford is known for helping small businesses prevail. With property, liability, and workers' compensation insurance. Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Some businesses may not qualify. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire Insurance Company and its property and casualty affiliates, Hartford, Connecticut.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-391-1755. 800-391-1755.
It is 7:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Christy O'Brien in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the Beltway, outer loop, approaching 95 in Maryland, we have an accident blocking the two right lanes. On the inner loop before Wisconsin Avenue, an accident's been moved to the shoulder. Still seeing delays from the 270 spur. And on the inner loop at Braddock Road, we have an accident blocking the shoulder. In Springfield, Franconia Road West, an accident at 789 has the two right lanes blocked. 95 in Virginia, delays in Stafford, northbound approaching 610. Also the usual delays northbound at 784. 66 eastbound. Usual delays between Gainesville and Centerville. And Metrorail, Blue Orange Silver Lines, delays continue in both directions due to ongoing speed restrictions at Stadium Armory. This report brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, the only hospital in the region to earn the U.S. News and World Report top ranking in heart care. Visit MedStarHeartInstitute.org to learn why. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chance of showers as we go through this afternoon, a northeast breeze and a high near 60. Chance of showers and then steady rain as we head through tonight, mid-50s. Rain tapers off to showers tomorrow, maybe a thunderstorm. Still windy at times and a high of 70. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 45 degrees on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. The FBI director has been saying some interesting things. He spoke to a police chief meeting in Chicago, and he's talking about the wind of chill that is blowing across law enforcement right now, because officers, you know, are reluctant to go out and do their jobs at times because they don't want to be, you know, in that next YouTube video that ends their career. Here's the director.
Our officers answering 911 calls, but avoiding the informal contact that keeps bad guys from standing around, especially with guns. I spoke to officers privately in one big city precinct who described being surrounded by young people with mobile phones held high, taunting them when they get out of their cars. They said to me, "We feel under siege and we don't feel much like getting out of our cars." And so the suggestion, the question that's been asked of me is, are these kinds of things changing police behavior all over the country? And is that what explains the map and the calendar? The honest answer is, I don't know.
Well, I mean, there are some other things he says. It could be that the synthetic drugs are causing a problem, that we aren't putting as people away on drug crimes like we used to, and there's an availability of drugs. But he said, really, maybe part of the problem in America right now with the rising crime has to do with facts. The police officers, well, look, you know, if they get a 911 call, they'll be there, but they're not going to be proactive, and they're not going to involve themselves on the streets of our city because they don't want to be in that video.
It certainly puts them at odds with the president, who said last week that Black Lives Matter has a legitimate argument to make. Also, by the way, Black Lives Matter has now gone official. They've created a political action committee called Black Lives Matter Political Action Committee. Black Lives Matter PAC.
Okay.
So there you go. He's got an uphill fight there, the FBI director does.
It is now 728.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Rozelle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellecare.com.
At the Rozelle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend The Vaccine Lie with Dr. Bryce Miller on Wednesday, October 28th at 7:30 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rozellecare.com.
I'm Dan Smith for Private Plus Mortgage, and now's a great time to refinance your home. Rates are still near historic lows, property values are up, and we want to pay your closing costs. Now that's a formula for saving money. Call Private Plus Mortgage today, 888-220-6200. 888-220-6200.
Private Bank of Buckhead, 3 Piedmont Center, Atlanta, Georgia, 30305. Actual terms may vary. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 758195. Call toll free for credit costs and terms.
There's an old saying, every smile makes you a day younger. But missing or damaged teeth, even loose dentures, can damage your social confidence and lead to premature aging. Smiling a perfect smile and eating all the foods you like has never been easier.
Well, listen, coming up in just a few moments, we're going to be talking about whether or not leggings are appropriate. Have you seen this viral rant about the topic? Everybody's talking about it, and we will too, coming up right after the news at 7:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Zips Dry Cleaners. The House could vote as early as tomorrow on a budget deal that would avert a government shutdown in December.
The deal reached late last night represents one last accommodation between President Obama and outgoing House Speaker John Boehner.
This would be a two-year plan. It would raise the debt limit. It would lift some spending caps on both defense and domestic spending. And it would offset that with things like spending or selling some of the strategic petroleum reserves.
Correspondent Michelle Kosinski. Boehner had promised to clear away as much business as possible before Paul Ryan succeeds him. A video of a South Carolina school resource officer slamming a high school girl to the floor has gone viral. Correspondent Jason Carroll says that deputy has been the subject of two lawsuits in the past 10 years, but has also received honors for his work in the schools.
The deputy has been working for the school district for 7 years and was recently awarded the Culture of Excellence Award in 2014 for proving to be what they say was an exceptional role model to the students.
That officer is now on administrative leave. You can see that viral video at WMAL.com. Casualties are still being counted up after yesterday's magnitude 7.5 earthquake in Pakistan and Afghanistan. The death toll has now risen to 311 as rescue crews struggle to reach remote areas. Police say a man who was found dead inside an overturned car along the BW Parkway had been reported missing earlier this month. U.S. Park Police identified the man as 26-year-old Marcus Freeman of Laurel. The Justice Department is getting the nation's police chiefs together today in Chicago for a summit to address the rising homicide rates in many cities. There is no single explanation for the spike, which FBI Director James Comey has called very disturbing. More than 150 Baltimore City police officers are being outfitted with body cameras as part of a pilot program that will eventually expand to the entire force. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,623, the Nasdaq at 50,035. Sports, the Ravens fall to 1-6 on the season with a Monday night loss to Arizona. And the 2015 World Series opens tonight in Kansas City. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's fall. You know what that means, right? Pumpkin spice, crisp breezes, the crunch of leaves, and sweaters. OMG, sweaters. Except, have you even looked at your sweaters recently? Are some of them a little musty? Are a few of them stiff enough to use as body armor? It's probably time to visit Zips Dry Cleaners. Zips will dry clean any sweater for just $2.29. That's less than the no-foam half-fat double-shot triple mocha latte extra skinny breve you spilled on it last year. And the same low flat rate we charge to dry clean any other garment, from dresses to jackets. Since we use the same high-quality process as full-price dry cleaners, you don't have to worry about how your clothes will come out. Just drop them in by 9, get them back by 5, and at half the price of other dry cleaners, you can make sure all your sweaters are as fresh and clean as the day you bought them. Zips Dry Cleaners. We clean clothes with a clean conscience.
Visit one of Zips' 41 locations or go to 321zips.com.
And now, Home Paramount Pest Control presents the What's Bugging You Hotline call of the day.
Hi, this is Liz in Almy. I'm really getting tired of people who take advantage of handicapped parking spaces. The other day as I was walking to the Metro train, I saw a gentleman pull into a handicapped space. A few minutes later, he briskly walks past me and bounds down the escalator. Handicapped? I don't think so. You know who you are.
That was the What's Bugging You Hotline call of the day, presented by Home Paramount Pest Control. In this country, termites cause more damage to our homes than fire, earthquakes, and other natural disasters. Did you know most homeowners' policies won't cover termite damage? The best way to have peace of mind protection is to have a professional termite inspection performed on your property. This season, should you see a termite swarm in or around your house, call Home Paramount Pest Control at 888-888-HOME for a free inspection or schedule one online at homeparamount.com. Home Paramount, they don't like bugs either.
I finally understand the stress that Santa must feel.
Huh?
I'm popping the question.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, she's definitely the only one for me. I couldn't be more excited about making it official. But the ring, it has me so nervous. I mean, she's going to be wearing it every day for the rest of her life.
Yeah, I remember joking that the four C's were actually cut, color, clarity, and confusion.
So how did you get it right?
Well, I had a secret Santa, Carolyn.
I hear my name.
There's a store in Falls Church, Dominion Jewelers. Guys like us have trusted them to design the perfect one-of-a-kind ring thousands of times over the past 30 years. From the diamond to the setting, each detail make it the only ring for her.
And the cost?
Half what you'd spend on a designer ring.
Oh, I can't wait for her to wear it every day for the rest of her life.
Dominion Jewelers. We make it beautiful. You make it yours. DominionJewelers.com. On Saturday, appointments are preferred.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Christy O'Brien in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the Beltway, outer loop approaching 95 in Maryland, an accident's been moved to the shoulder. In Silver Spring, Georgia Avenue northbound at Bonifant Street, all lanes are blocked because of an accident involving a pedestrian. In Springfield, Franconia Road west, an accident at 789 blocks the two right lanes. 66 eastbound at 28, an accident's been moved to the shoulder. Also seeing the usual heavy traffic between Gainesville and Centerville. 95 northbound, delays in Stafford approaching 610, and slow northbound at 784. Metro Rail, Blue Orange Silver Lines, delays in both directions due to speed restrictions at Stadium Armory. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Approaching low pressure will bring rain and a breeze this afternoon. Slight chance of a shower this afternoon. Better chance after 4 or 5 o'clock of some showers. And then steadier rain coming in tonight with a gusty east wind. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 40 in Springfield, 37 in Rockville, 46 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. 736 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, did you know that the district is about to declare war on people who run tattoo parlors? Well, we're going to talk to one of those guys. Matt Fatty Jessup from Fatty's Tattoos and Piercings will join us at 8:05. And then at 8:35, changing directions, here's Larry. We'll have to talk to Larry Kudlow from CNBC. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Baby got back.
Baby got back. All right, listen, leggings aren't pants. And if you're wearing leggings like pants, you're committing a crime against fashion and basically our culture and society. If you're wearing leggings, you should have a long shirt or something that covers up your whole situation there. Now, I'm speaking mostly to ladies. There are men. You know, there are meggings.
No.
There are men who wear leggings. No, but
the term men must be used in parentheses when using that.
But they're men. They're just different kinds of men who feel confident in themselves.
Go ahead.
Showing their junk in leggings there. But so, ladies, I need to hear from you. 888-630-9625. Do you agree with this assertion? Because some women who swear by their leggings, they feel like they're being oppressed because there are certain people in certain quarters who are saying, yeah, your leggings are fine. They're comfortable. That's great. But come on, you know, cover up the situation there if you can. 888-630-WMAL. I bring this to your attention because there is a woman who loves her leggings. She's from Tennessee, and she made a viral video. It has gone viral. It's all over the place because she's got some basic rules.
It's pretty much legging weather. I love legging weather.
Legging.
I don't care if you don't like leggings. Don't judge me. They are comfortable. They don't cut into you. They're always the right length. I feel like pajamas. I love them. You can dress them up. You can dress them down. You can look like a frat girl.
Yeah, she goes on and on talking about how much she likes her leggings.
Yeah.
She basically says she stands behind no man in her love and adoration of leggings.
She's a legging wearer.
Yeah, however.
This is why I'm making this video. Some of you people like to use leggings as breeches, as pants. That ain't how they're supposed to be worn.
No,
that ain't how they're supposed to be worn.
You can't wear a shirt that covers your tail, so I can't tell that you got some thongs on. You don't need to be wearing them. That's rule number one.
Agree or disagree? 888-620-9625. I completely agree. I actually had to throw the flag there last weekend with my kids. We were going out to dinner, and my 14-year-old was wearing leggings, and I could see that she, whether she was wearing a thong or not, as our fine woman from Tennessee has laid it out. And I threw the penalty flag there, and I said, nope. Not leaving the house like that. She goes, but she turned to her mother. But my leggings, I can, what? And I looked at her mother and said, she's basically wearing tights without a skirt. And that's not okay, is it? And her mother said, oh, yeah, no, that's not okay. No, you gotta.
So, unless dad's in town.
Yeah, exactly. Clearly the rules are different when dad's not in town. But I completely agree with this. I don't understand the, what is the difference between leggings and tights? I don't see the difference, and it's a problem.
Well, look, it can be a problem. It can also be a marvelous thing. So I think it depends. I mean,
See, you are example number one why I don't want my daughter dressing this way,
mm-hmm.
because of that reaction. Well, it depends on who's wearing them.
Or how they're being worn.
Yeah, exactly. I kind of like it. You think, ew! No, and that's the problem. You know, ladies, let's show a little bit of discretion here. A little bit of what's the word I'm looking for?
So you are okay if the business is covered.
I'm not to
paraphrase our friend.
Dictate to women how they should be dressing. I understand they're comfortable. I'm just saying that if you're showing off too much in your leggings, it's not proper.
Here's the thing. See, I think that sweatpants are really, really comfortable. But I know that there are some places you wear them and some places you don't. Yeah, and I don't think that they should be generally worn in public. I think they should be generally worn if you're out raking leaves in your backyard, or if you're doing a jog, or you're working out. That's all good and fine. But I think you have to make good judgments about when these things are appropriate. But I got to tell you, from time to time, it can be a beautiful thing.
Okay, we get it.
Just saying.
We get it.
No, Jesus. White leggings. Them's a big old no-no. You can see all kinds of stuff through them.
You can see all kinds of stuff through those white leggings.
Through them.
They're like tights.
See, leggings, most of the time, it don't matter how big you are, as long as you keep your tail end covered. You can be a big old girl. I'm a big girl. I'm a thick girl. I got thick legs. I got thick calves. I got a big old butt. And I got a big old gut. So, you got to conceal it. You wear your longer shirt, like a tunic. Sometimes you can wear them with a little dress. That's fine. Wear them with boots. You can wear them with flats. You can wear them with all sorts of things.
I am fully on board with her. She gets it right. Maggie in Roundhill, help me out here. Am I being a patriarchal misogynist by trying to say that, you know, there's a right way and a wrong way to do this?
Absolutely not, Larry. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Thank
you got to cover that nonsense up. I have a 12-year-old daughter. She's been wearing leggings for years. And jeggings, which are jean-like leggings, I wear them, and my rule is cover it up.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need to be out there advertising that stuff.
They're very thin, right? I mean, they call them leggings, but they're basically like a thick pair of tights.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And you don't, you just, I'm so frustrated with how they sexualize younger children.
Yeah.
That you don't need to be putting that out there advertising that.
I agree with
Absolutely
you.
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
And also on one other note, I think there are some other people that just should not wear spandex. I'm not going to say who, but, you know, massive people should just not be wearing spandex.
Understood.
And that's my own opinion.
Understood, Maggie. Actually, that could be, you know, a tangential Hillary Clinton costume to really scare people off. Hillary Clinton in spandex.
Oh, no.
But I think she says it best here.
Lord Jesus. White leggings. Them's a big old no-no. You see all kinds of stuff through them.
Oh, my.
Loud Jesus. It's 7:43.
Oh. Baby got back.
I am in full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually agreeing.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
You know, I've been talking about Frank Prindle for quite a while now, and for the last year, real estate mogul Barbara Corcoran from, you know, the Shark Tank, she's been recommending Frank exclusively here in the D.C. area. Not only can you take our word for it that Frank is something special, but you can listen to the thousands of very happy clients that are uniquely qualified to share their experiences with Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank has a marketing system that earns sellers, on average, 8% more money than the average agent. His system is so effective, he sits down with you, you determine a price and a deadline, and if that deadline passes and the home doesn't sell, Frank will buy it guaranteed. You see, Marie needed to sell her brother-in-law's Springfield home as is, and that was no small feat considering he lived in it for 40-plus years. Frank is always up to a good challenge. With his aggressive marketing system, the home sold for cash at full price. That's right, cash at full price. The power of Frank Prindle. Listen to Barbara Corcoran. Take my advice. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
There's an old saying, every smile makes your day younger, but missing or damaged teeth, even loose dentures, can damage your social confidence and lead to premature aging. Smiling a perfect smile and eating all the foods you like has never been easier. A full mouth of implants used to be unpleasant and time-consuming, but now, thanks to a revolutionary hybrid procedure at Cascades Dental, your smile can be completely restored in less time with less discomfort. Vitalife Dental Implants can change your life. Hi, I'm Dr. Uprelia, and I
provide personalized care for each of my patients. This means one comfortable, affordable procedure, sedated or asleep in one day in one office.
All our work comes with a solid guarantee. It's important to you. It's important to us. Why wait? Your new life starts now.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascades Dental of Sterling make dentistry something to smile about. Easy financing options are available. For your personal Vital Life consultation, call 866-25-SLEEP. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at vitallifedental.com.
7:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Christy O'Brien in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the Beltway inner loop at River Road, accident blocks the two left lanes. Outer loop approaching 95 in Maryland, we have an accident clearing on the shoulder. In Silver Spring, a crash has Georgia Avenue closed northbound at Bonifant Street. Falls Church, South Maple Avenue closed between Wallace Street and Tinners Hill Street due to a water main break. 66 eastbound at 28, we have an accident blocking the shoulder. In Oakton, a crash, Germantown Road at Chainbridge Road. They're waiting for a tow truck. Springfield, an accident, Franconia Road West at 789, blocking the two right lanes. And at Temple Hills, a crash, St. Barnabas Road at Wheeler Road. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chance of showers as we go through this afternoon, a northeast breeze and a high near 60. Chance of showers and then steady rain as we head through tonight, mid-50s. Rain tapers off to showers tomorrow, maybe a thunderstorm. Still windy at times and high of 70. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees. It is now 7:46 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Okay, so listen, it's like middle of the afternoon, and you need something from the Walmart, right? You know, but you got to go all the way over to the Walmart. And you gotta, you know, find a place to park. And then you gotta walk in, you gotta deal with that irritating greeter who's there. And,
What's wrong with the greeter?
Some of them are a little creepy.
Oh, and so those are really nice people who have jobs.
Well,
now.
I've told you my backup career is Walmart greeter, but I won't be a creepy greeter. Okay, so anyway, you just don't want to deal with that. And you don't want to deal with the hassle of standing in line. And it's a big place, you don't want to do all the walking around.
You got no time for that.
You got no time for that. So, you know, in the future, you may well be able to go to your website, to your www, you know, thing on the computer, and order up an item from Walmart, and then sit back, and it will be delivered via drone to your house.
Ooh.
Are you ready?
The Walmart drone.
The Walmart drones. Apparently Walmart, like Amazon and other companies, are now looking at, Google's looking at this as well, are looking at the possibility of using drones to deliver products to your home directly.
Wow.
They are asking for permission from the FAA to begin their study of this matter and to begin testing of their drone delivery system.
The wonderful world of drones.
That's right.
So, see, these are your flying cars that you've been wanting from the Jetsons and Back to the Future.
That's right.
So drones are fabulous. Drones are incredible.
Yes.
All right.
And apparently, they're going to use the same drone that I use, the DJI drone.
Did you hear about the drone that delivered razor blades and other supplies to prisoners over the fence of a Oklahoma prison?
Yeah, well, let's move on.
There is a downside to these beasts, aren't there?
Yeah, but don't worry. There's a plan to take out the illegal drones, people that are doing things wrong.
Do you think Walmart will weaponize their drones and, like, line them up around a target,
there you go.
Block their Wi-Fi?
Yeah, that's right. Or that the drones, everybody gets a drone system, and then they have drone wars above the skies. And, you know, one drone takes the other company's drone out. That'd be fun. Okay. Mm-hmm. Apple TV is available for pre-order.
Hasn't Apple TV been around for a while?
Well, this is the new and improved Apple TV.
Oh, sure it is. Okay.
It sells for $149.
I love it when Apple improves upon everything Steve Jobs did, because that Steve Jobs was a hack. We got to fix these things. Let's add a pen to the iPad.
No, apparently what they're doing is they're giving a faster processor. It has storage, so you can store stuff on it. $149 for the 32-gig, and a 64-gig model cost $199. If you order, they say now, it'll be there in a few days.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I really like my Apple TV that does all of these things. It's called an Xbox.
Well, there are competing products out there. I have the Apple TV, and I very much like it. I'm probably in for that. And then here's
because you've been told to.
No.
You get the message from Apple. We have a new product. You must show up and buy it. Do it now. Do it now. Mm-hmm. And you salute smartly and charge up the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of drones.
Well, I did, in fact, buy the Apple Watch. So.
See, exactly.
So, a decision.
Where's the Apple drone, by the way?
Now, they should make
you would
a drone.
Be all over oh, that, yeah, wouldn't
certainly
you?
Certainly would.
Yes.
You'd be done right. A new federal.
Yeah, we need them to reinvent the drone.
That's right.
They reinvent everything.
A new federal rule now, yes, forbids airline passengers from packing their electronic cigarettes or other battery-operated electronic smoking devices in their checked bags. You know how you sometimes, well, I'll just stick this in the bag and get it on the other side? Can't mm-hmm. do that anymore. They say there have been 26 incidents since 2009 in which the e-cigarettes have caused an explosion or fire.
Yeah, that's not what
so you
want.
So you can no longer check your e-cigarette devices in your checked luggage.
Well, there's something about it being in the non-pressurized baggage compartment, right, that I guess is wreaking havoc with it or something. So, yeah, I mean, like you know, that obviously makes sense. It's a safety thing. Are they going to let people vape on the plane, though?
No, they're not.
God, no,
none of that. No,
we don't want water vapor
no,
on the
we
plane.
Can't have that. At
no.
all. You know, I'm
I'll order a hot tea, though, but we don't want water vapor. Oh, wait a minute. What's all this coming off of my teacup? Oh, shoot.
So that's
that would be water vapor.
Water vapor,
yes,
right. Exactly. So, you know, I think the e-cigarette things are fine. I think, you know, what happens is you put things in your bag and then they get bumped and they turn themselves on. And you got to be careful about stuff
You do. And so now would you order an e-cigarette using your Apple TV mm-hmm. to hook up to the Walmart app mm-hmm. so that it can be delivered by a drone to your home in 30 minutes?
Listen,
that's the question.
It's the future of America. That's what we're looking for.
If you could do all of that in one setting, you will basically wrap up our entire tech news segment that we've delivered.
This is coming.
Sit at your Apple TV.
Right.
Use the Walmart app to order your e-cigarettes. Yeah. And have a drone deliver it.
In 15 minutes.
But just don't take your e-cigarettes
into your packed luggage.
Exactly. It's 7:52.
That was nice, Larry.
On WMAL.
The National Mall. An American institution where people come to speak their mind. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
I agree with you, but it's maddening.
It kind of pains me to disagree with you.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Someone's 2015 is Blues Alley's 50th. Come join the celebration. Veteran jazz man John Pizzarelli is back, celebrating his newest Midnight McCartney. Asked by Sir Paul himself to reimagine some classics, Pizzarelli jazzes him up October 29th through November 1st. And as those holidays approach, Blues Alley is your one-stop shop for hosting holiday parties. That's John Pizzarelli and your holiday party at Blues Alley. Specializing in Creole cuisine. Go to bluesalley.com for tickets and more info.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
Time to check on your money at the news desk at CNBC. Here's Perry Apollo.
Thank you. Good morning. Quarterly earnings will set the tone on Wall Street today, along with some economic data expected to provide additional info about the U.S. economy. It's been a busy morning already with mixed results from Coach, Corning, Ford, Ingersoll Rand, Lexmark, and DuPont. It was a good quarter for the pharmaceutical industry. Pfizer and Bristol Myers came in with better than expected numbers. Merck's profit was higher than forecast, but narrowly missed with revenue. Alibaba's revenue jumped a better than expected 32%. Spirit Airlines also beating analyst estimates. Comcast, parent of NBC Universal, stemmed some subscriber losses, matching estimates for earnings and beating for revenue. Those summer blockbusters like Minions and Jurassic World helped boost the bottom line. The Federal Reserve Board kicks off a two-day policy meeting today. It'll release a statement on interest rates tomorrow. I'm Perry Apollo, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducted combat.
combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You know, you need people like Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
It is now 7:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Christy O'Brien in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the Beltway inner loop at River Road, accident has been moved to the shoulder. In Silver Spring, a crash has Georgia Avenue closed northbound at Bonifant Street. Falls Church, South Maple Avenue closed between Wallace Street and Tinnersill Street due to a water main break. In Oakton, we have an accident at Germantown Road at Chainbridge Road. They're waiting for a tow truck. 66 eastbound at 28, an accident clearing on the shoulder. In Springfield, a crash Franconia Road west at 789, blocking the two right lanes. And in Temple Hills, reports of an accident, St. Barnabas Road at Wheeler Road. This report brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chance of showers as we go through this afternoon. A northeast breeze and a high near 60. Chance of showers and then steady rain as we head through tonight, mid-50s. Rain tapers off to showers tomorrow, maybe a thunderstorm. Still windy at times and a high of 70. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees. It is now 7:56.
You always make me laugh, so I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is great stuff.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Somehow 20 turned into 40, and now I need to take my health more seriously. The Princeton Longevity Center designed a program to keep me healthy and active, so 50 and 60 will be no sweat.
That's why you need to call Princeton Longevity Center. Give us just one day, and it could change your life. Whether you want to make the most of your future years or just want peace of mind, a Princeton Longevity preventive exam can help you make the changes that have been proven to reduce your risk of cancer, stroke, diabetes, and heart disease. It's more than just the most effective physical. It's prevention that will make a difference in how much you enjoy today and the years to come. You'll get the latest technology, an individually tailored plan for staying well, and the reassurance of knowing you're doing all you can to take control of your health. Call right now to schedule your exam at 888-8000-PLC. That's 888-8000-PLC. Or visit us online at PrincetonLongevityCenter.com. One day at Princeton Longevity Center could make a lifetime of difference.
In a world where man services machine, there is one elite team with Ford design tools, Ford certified training, and Ford backed motorcraft parts. They are the specialists at Ford.
Now get the works, an oil change, tire rotation, and more for $39.95 or less, minus a $10 mail-in rebate. That's $29.95. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by prepaid debit card. See a participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 12/31/15.
What a beautiful day.
Don't get too comfortable.
Huh?
The last time it rained and the basement flooded, you said,
"Don't let me rest until I call B-Dry." I'll call them tomorrow. Hand me the phone.
Putting off your basement problems for a rainy day? Let B-Dry solve them now before it's too late. Don't let your home suffer any longer from a wet basement or crawl space. Foundation problems are musty indoor air. The longer you wait, the worse your problems will become. Call B-Dry today, the basement waterproofing experts for nearly 60 years. B-Dry's patented home waterproofing system is designed to completely stop the most common ways water enters your basement. And B-Dry's transferable warranty is good for the life of your home, whether you sell it or keep it. Call B-Dry today and put your mind at ease. Call now and B-Dry will give you $500 off your waterproofing system. That's right, $500 off. Call 1-800-214-3172. That's 1-800-214-3172. 1-800-214-3172.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow,
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Coming up on WMAL.
Has the district council waged a war on tattoos with new regulations? We'll speak with Matt Jessup, proprietor of Fatty's Tattoos and Piercing.
And we'll talk to Larry Kudlow from CNBC. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL, 8 o'clock, and time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.